Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of La Fiesta. My name is DJ Mix, and today we're going to have a great show for you. We're also a special guest in studio a little bit later on. So, you know what? I know it's a little bit cold out there. No, it's not cold. It's just cool. And that's because fall is coming up, right? And Halloween is just right around the corner. Obviously, next weekend will be the Halloween weekend, so all you little cool ghosts and goblins, get out there and grab some candy. And for us, well, you know, we go down to the local brewery, grab a beer.
What are you going to be on Halloween?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided what I'm going to be yet. Maybe go as myself.
I'm going to be Bob Marley.
You're going to be Bob Marley. All right, so George wants to be Bob Marley. So, you know what? If you see Bob Marley come to life next weekend, yes, it's George just knocking at your door, asking for more than just candies, trust me. All right, so we got a great show for you lined up. Let's start. And, of course, you know, we're going to try to have as much fun as we can here, as we always do. So I'm going to introduce to you a new song, of course. And there's lots more. It's a beautiful day, gorgeous day, so bring us outside with you. And take care. Let's start the music. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM with DJ Mix and the show called La Fiesta.
Que no.
Siento presente. A este ambiente musical que te vuelve loco y te hace bailar. Con las manos arriba sigan gozando, porque en español les estoy hablando. Baila en el ritmo del rap latino, todas las parejas y también los niños, pero baila.
Que está buena pa' gozar.
Oye mami, baila.
Que está buena pa' gozar.
Mi chiquitica, baila. Y muevan el cuerpo con esta canción. Baila, goza, ven a vacilar, porque en toda América yo voy a pegar este ritmo contagioso que a los latinos va a gustar. Pero baila.
Que está buena pa' gozar.
Oye mami, baila.
Que está buena pa' gozar.
Mi chiquitica, baila.
Mi ritmo caliente. Que está buena pa' gozar.
Oye.
Baila. Mi ritmo caliente. Que está buena pa' gozar.
Está sabroso. Esta fiebre, que se repita de nuevo esta fiebre, que se repita de nuevo esta fiebre, que mueve tu cuerpo y excita tu mente, baila.
CITR's annual band competition is in its 30th year of promoting new local bands and providing great prizes. It happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 2 is happening this Tuesday, October 27th, featuring Atlanteans, Owl Scowl, and Skyote. Cover is $5 at the door and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Right Honorable W.L. Mackenzie King, Prime Minister of Canada, speaking from Ottawa.
There is no home in Canada, no family, and no individual whose fortunes and freedom are not bound up in the present struggle.
This Remembrance Day, CITR presents At Home and Overseas. More than 24 Vancouver actors recreate the personal stories of those who experienced firsthand what life was like in Canada during the Second World War. Wednesday, November 11th, from 6:30 to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Or look for the podcast at citr.ca.
We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line, 'cause the washing day is here. Whether the weather may be wet or fine, we'll just rub along.
celebremos esta noche, esperemos la mañana con los cuerpos arropados hasta que llegue el sol. Pon tus manos con las mías, pon tu rostro con el mío, y esta noche pasaremos unidos en amor.
yo las puedo adivinar cuando me miras. Cuidado, mucho cuidado, estoy de vuelta cuando tú ni has comenzado. Cuidado, me estoy tan ciego para dejarte continuar con este juego. Cuidado, cuando me tengas que dejar a un lado, piensa que el mundo seguirá girando y alguna vez acabarás llorando. Cuidado, porque a tu vida me tendrás ligado, porque en tu mente yo estaré presente, porque al volver inclinarás la frente. La frente.
Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer, and now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know our risk. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
Do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance. Get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Pagarás caro, mi amor. Ha pasado, tú digas que ni siquiera la recuerdas. Yo no sé lo que te ha pasado, porque piensas de esta manera. Solo miras de ya lo malo y olvidas las cosas buenas. Haz memoria solo un momento, busca bien en tu pensamiento.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
It's currently about 2 minutes to 4 o'clock right here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is DJ Miggs, and I'm here every second Sunday for your pleasure with the best Latin music that you can find in the city. Salsa, bachata, merengue. Sometimes I play reggaeton, Latin house, anything that goes across my brain. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things. I know today is kind of a cloudy day, but hey, I tell you, with this type of music, it's always hot anywhere you go. And today I've got a special guest. Oh, she's ready to rock and roll, I'm telling you. She came in here. She was all enthusiastic. We talked a little bit, and now she's ready to go on air. So my guest today is Diana Perez, right?
Yes, that's right.
From LDC, from Latin Dance Club. And she's going to talk a little bit about what LDC is, who they are, what they do. And no, just because it says LDC, Latin Dance Club, doesn't mean you have to be Latino to join. Anybody can join. But she's going to tell us a little bit more about that, and she's going to be here to... just to tell us a little bit more. So, how are you, Diana?
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Good. Okay. I'm getting just a little bit there. Maybe that'll do it a little bit more. All right. So, you know, we've spoken a little bit in the past. Obviously, I came to one of your dances a few weeks ago, and that was pleasurable to be there. And also, you know, I met you because every year the president changes here at LDC, which is a mind-boggler, yeah, especially for me anyway. But maybe you can tell us a little bit about, you know, where you came from, where you were born, you know, who LDC is and all these. And, you know, we have tons of questions for you. So maybe you can start off with, you know, where you're from and then work our way up there.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, is that good? So, my name is Diana Perez. I am originally from Lima, Peru. This is my fourth year at UBC, and it's my first year as the president of the Latin Dance Club. The Latin Dance Club has, I think we're now in our 11th year.
Oh, nice.
And, we're relatively new compared to, like, for instance, like the ballroom that they have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Yeah, they do, actually, they have every Friday during the summertime, you know, they're at Robson Square, and they just attract a bunch of people.
Yeah, I think that's during the summer, yeah.
Yes.
I don't think it's going on right now, but yeah.
No, that's during the summer.
Not us, but during the summer, they also have, like, Salsa Sunday.
Yes, stuff. Yes, that's and that's another group. Yeah, it's not LDC, yeah.
Yeah, it's not really LDC. Mm-hmm. They do Salsa there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
We are the only Latin dance focused dance club at UBC.
Mm-hmm.
We are always offering salsa lessons. We currently are also offering bachata lessons, tango. We do tango to Cuban salsa, which is a new addition for this term.
Okay.
We are offering also an intro to Latin dance course, which is called Latin Dance 101.
Mm.
And for salsa, we offer different levels. We have beginner, all our classes are in general beginner friendly, except for like the salsa ones that we have a beginner group. We have two groups for beginner. One goes on Monday, one on Tuesday, and then we have an intermediate group, an advanced group, and then we have Cuban salsa besides that too. And in Latin Dance 101, they do salsa too, so there's a lot of salsa.
Oh my God, there's just way too many. I'm just going to back up here a little bit. So you're originally from Lima, Peru,
uh-huh,
and you moved to Canada how many years ago?
This is my fourth year studying at UBC, and I moved here to study.
So, okay.
It's been a bit over 3 years now.
Okay, okay. And how do you like
Vancouver. Love Vancouver.
You love Vancouver.
It's a beautiful place, and people is really nice.
Okay. Well, that's always good to hear.
Yeah.
It's always encouraging, especially of what they say about this province. Okay. So that's always nice. So your parents are still back home?
Yeah. My sister is right now here. She's also studying at UBC, so she's...
Oh, okay.
Here to study too.
Oh, okay. So you and your sister are both here. And you're studying, you were telling me?
Sociology.
Sociology. Okay. And what is your sister studying?
She's, I think, doing theater.
theater.
She's undecided, but I think that's what she was.
She wants to do.
She was thinking of.
Okay. Okay. So you started to talk about a little bit about the LDC, which is great, and they've got, like, now they've got stuff galore. Just maybe, I just want to back up here a bit and ask you. So when did you get into salsa?
If I speak of my first salsa lesson, that was actually here in Vancouver, and that was on my second year, so around 2 years ago, probably. But to be fair, coming from Latin America, I was too familiar with salsa music, and it's not the same as after you have taken a lesson, though.
No,
it's really
true.
Not the same. I feel like a lot of times Latinos are like, we know how to dance salsa, and that's not really true. Like, you can know the basic, and that's it, and you can probably, like, move your body to it, because you're familiar with the music, but you don't really know any of the fancy stuff that makes salsa really even much more fun.
Well, yeah, and I think you're right. One of the things, and I've worked in Cuba, and I've worked in and gone to several of the other Latin American countries, and obviously, yes, you know, they say, we're Latin, of course we know how to dance. You know, what are you talking about? And the difference is that there, it's what we call street salsa. Mm-hmm. Let's be realistic. Guys, you know, people are going, and of course, they're born in that culture, so yes, obviously, you know, they're learning.
You can move to the music. You can,
yes, absolutely.
Salsa. You can, I think, identify it a bit, but you cannot do, like, fancy spins.
Right, because and there are schools in Latin America that do teach, you know, the advanced salsa.
It's
obviously
not as common as it is here. Like, I have been, like, I also went on exchange, like, last time, and I, like, got to travel a bit around Europe, and like, in all places, I feel they have a good salsa. Pretty decently sized salsa community, but I have found, like, at least where I'm from, like, it's popular as it's, like, very informal.
Yeah.
There must be a community, but I think it's not as big as it is outside of the
Correct.
Latin American country.
Yes.
Which is really interesting.
Yes, yes, wouldn't you? You would think that, you know.
Because I think a lot of us, we just take it for granted that we know how to dance, so we
sure.
never look for, like, classes about how to dance.
Yeah. Of course. It's like, you know, would you take classes to dance merengue? Of course not. I mean, you go to the Dominican Republic and that's all they dance is so, you know, they're saying, oh, what would you?
Like that,
yeah, I was born. Of course I know how to dance. Mm-hmm. And that's actually true, right? Because, you know, you're from the country. You know, you're born with the culture. You're born with the dance methods that they have. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I have a website that's going up soon, and it's a more, I don't know if we call it relaxed, because people are there to have fun. They're there to enjoy, you know, have a couple of drinks. We go out, we do whatever, we party, and we go home. Here, outside of that community, I think they're taking it to the next level. Like, you know, we need techniques, we need this, we need that, which is a little bit different, I think, maybe from, you know, coming from the country or whatever. So we're just going to go play a song. And then we're going to come back and enjoy the conversation with Deanna Perez right here on CITR 101.9 FM. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back. And this is, we're back to CITR 101.9 FM, and my guest, a special guest this afternoon from the LDC Club, or the Latin Dance Club, is Diana Perez, and she's in studio with me today. By the way, if you want to listen to this, of course, obviously you can listen to it on 101.9 FM, or you can run to your computer, CITR.ca, of course, and you can listen to us that way. You just go right to the top, right-hand corner, click, and go listen, and you know what? You'll be right on air. If not, hey, via Twitter, via Facebook, all these means are are all available to you. So don't miss out. So I'm going to go back to my guest, Deanna, and continue talking. We had, you know, we're having nice conversations while the music's playing. So that's kind of cool. So one of the questions I did want to ask you is, so what made you decide to become president of LDC?
That's a good question. I think it's partly because I get much more liberty now to implement things that I want to do. And it's nice that I have, I'm in charge of a team and that we're all passionate and we're all excited about new things. Most of our team right now is new.
Okay.
Most of our the previous execs from last year, mm-hmm. They graduated. So that's partly why we are all new this year, mostly. But yeah, like despite that, I think we all have a lot of new ideas and we all come, like last year I was just a class TA and I could see like we could improve this, and before that I've been a student for LDC too.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I would say I wanted to be president because like it gives much more power to now to do like a lot of the things that I would have liked to see in the LDC previously and that I didn't And I'm happy with the team we have now. I'm happy that we are all willing to make this a bigger community like it was before. I feel the LDC was really big 2 years mm-hmm, ago, mm-hmm. And then unfortunately it has been our membership has been decreasing in the past 2 years. And this year, however, I'm really happy with the I'm really happy with how things are turning out. I think we're getting much more people again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have, we're making money again.
Good. That's always a good thing.
I'm actually really happy with how things are going so far. And I'm happy with the team we have. I'm happy that we're all trying to help out. We're all putting new ideas. We're all thinking about new improvements for the club, the events that we can do, mm-hmm, how mm-hmm. to make classes more enjoyable, how to make this much more of us, how to make classes a much more social environment, much more social, and, mm-hmm. and this in general, much more of a community.
Right. So how many members strong are you?
We are now around 100 of people who are taking full classes.
That's always good. So mm-hmm. Is this only open to the students of UBC, or can myself can come and take classes?
No, it's open to anybody. You don't need to be a student to sign up at all.
So no. There you go. So anybody who's sitting on the couch and just chewing away at chips, get up.
And to be honest, our prices are really good too because we don't pay for the space.
Right.
Because we are an official AMS club, so we can make bookings here at NES at the SAP. We don't have to pay anything. We all our exec team, we're all volunteers, so we don't get paid for what we do either. So
the money doesn't go to them, ladies and gentlemen.
But that's partly why we can offer the prices we offer.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So. You were talking about the number of classes, and I'm actually impressed because there are way more classes than there were last year.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. You've got more members, which is always positive, a good thing, and people don't have to come from UBC. They can come from outside. That's always interesting because, you know, a lot of times people just say, what do I do? Where do I go? So the community in and around UBC can come in and just take some classes, which is great. So that's always interesting. And so some of the teachers, not necessarily, we don't have to mention names or so, some of these mm-hmm. teachers, are they local UBC students or are they teachers from outside? They come in and they...
Coincidentally, I think most of our teachers have been UBC students in the past, but that's not, we haven't looked for that. We don't look for teachers,
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
instructors that... have been past UBC students, so it's not a requirement for an instructor to have been a UBC student. But yeah, I think coincidentally, now that I think about it, most of our instructors currently have been UBC students at some point. But some of our instructors, they teach at the Harbor Center.
Yes.
They teach for Alma Vancouver.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have really good instructors. Yeah, I can't mention names, but yeah, they're good at what they do.
That's good. Excellent. So that's super. So, you know, people, you can come in, have confidence that the teachers who are teaching know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they're not, they're legit teachers. They are not like just advanced dancers. They are a teacher and they teach at some other venues. It's not us just putting them here to teach.
All right, good. Excellent. So what role do you play at LDC? So you are the president. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
So what role, how much time does that take? I mean, because you've got studies and you've got, you know, this other role that you're responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it make it happen? What do you do to say, okay, this is what needs to be done? And then do you have, you know, do you delegate that to other people and say, okay, you're responsible for this and so on and so forth?
Well, as the president, my official roles are I have to lead and organize and schedule exec meetings, for instance. We usually have around 4 every term. That's meetings to plan our events, to think about new events, and to organize classes, to think about instructors and such. After that, also, delegate tasks. Because I cannot do everything myself. I'm usually the one also doing the bookings, as for now, since we don't have a booking rep. But I'm doing the bookings. It's much more work than you think about. Like I'm happy with things now, but I think you don't really get to see how much work goes behind the scenes until you are there and you have to do it. I was just a class TA last year, and I would help out for events and such, but now when an event's coming up, you don't have to just show up to the band, but you have to think about who's going to be the DJ, who is going to be performing, what time to the booking, from what time should we have our execs coming, are we going to decorate the place, are we, who is going to be emceeing, what time, is this going to happen, how much are going to be the tickets, and create a form for our members to sign up. We have to think about our newsletter that goes weekly. And there's a lot of things that go behind the scenes that you don't really think about when you have a minor role, or even when you're just going singing from the outside.
Because people only see the entertainment, which is, hey, finally, I'm at a dance. So, you know, but there's a lot of prep work. Trust me, I know. I organize events. So there is a lot of work, a lot of legwork that goes into it and stuff like that. So that's great.
It's, it's much more work that you would think of seeing it from the outside. But at the same time, I think it's very rewarding when you see the outcome, when you see how many people came to your party, when you see how many people came to your social, and I'm happy that this helps also spread the love for like salsa dancing and Latin dancing.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to go to just give you more music. Of course, we got commercials and stuff like that, and we'll be right back with Diana Perez from LDC. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Anti-Socialist Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
Yeah. sienta bien estar con él. Que si te pude olvidar, tu pregunta está de más. Yo también he vuelto a amar. ¿A quién quiero mentirle? Porque quiero fingir que te olvidé. Trato de convencerme que estás en el pasado y del alma y la mente te borré. No quiero mentirle porque quiero fingir que te olvidé. Trato de convencerme. Lo intento, pero no lo consigo. Ya lo ves, estoy en paz. Nuestro amor tuvo un final. Era lo más natural. Hace tiempo que olvidé todo lo que pudo ser. Yo sin ti volví a quien quiero mentirle, porque quiero fingir que te olvidé. Trato de convencerme que estás en el pasado y del alma y la mente te borré. Quien quiero mentirle, porque quiero fingir que te olvidé. De convencerme que no sentí un amor tan profundo y quedaste en el ayer. Y otra vez trato de olvidarte y lloro. Que te olvide, dime, cariño, dime si aún vive en tu pecho el recuerdo. Si en realidad quieres volver, oh, ya tú ves, trato de olvidarte, borrarte. Yo de verdad lo intento y no lo consigo. Lo intento, pero no lo consigo. No lo consigo.
And so we're back. That was the latest from Mark Anthony right here on CITR 101.9 FM. My special guest, Diana Perez from Latin Dance Club. Today's your day off, or is you just took some time off?
No, well, I don't have, it's Sunday, so I don't have class today, but
no, obviously, but you know, there's always homework to do. There's
no,
stuff
yeah,
to
no,
do.
There is homework to do. I'm gonna head to the library after this, probably.
Oh, geez, I remember those days. I'm glad those days are over, I'll be honest with you. Because those were wrecking, especially those late nights or all nights, what we call.
To study and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, lots of coffee. And especially now that I don't drink any coffee, it's even worse than
coffee.
Yeah. We OD on coffee. That's the whole thing. So, your gut feeling, what impact has LDC had on UBC community?
I guess that at least what we aim to is that people can find on us a community of people who share the same interest or passion for Latin dancing, that we all like it and we all have fun with it and we can all go together dancing, we can mm-hmm. all practice together, we can have lessons together. So I guess the impact we want to make, at least, it's that people will find on us a space to of people with similar interests, and then a space where they can have fun with it, right. where you don't have to be an experienced dancer to come to us. You can come here just out of curiosity. You want to try it out and then see if you like it as much as we do. So I guess that's what I would say, like, this, like, that we, the impact we want to make, it's that to make a space for this particular Latin dancing interest, Latin dancing passion.
Right.
For people at UBC, and it's open to everybody. It's not, you really, most of the people that come to us are not experienced dancers. I was not experienced dancer when I came 2 years ago. I knew of salsa music and I, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. yeah, but I had never taken classes but I got really into it since then. So I took lots of classes
I think it's also bringing, the passion of salsa dancing to the forefront, right? Because mm-hmm. I mean, like you say,
it's such a fun dance too.
Absolutely. And it's, what people don't understand, it's great exercise.
It's great exercise.
And you know what? You really don't have to know what you're doing. I think that scares a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Like, to me, especially Latin dancing, to me, it's a lot about just having fun with it. You don't need to. You don't need to be really worrying too much about following rules or following. Yeah. Which I like better. Why I like this better than ballroom dancing. I've tried ballroom dancing in the mm-hmm. past too, mm-hmm. and I like the salsa dancing, bachata. I think they are much more loose, and it's really a lot about having fun. And that's what we try to encourage too in our group. Like, it's really not about perfection or really. Yeah, you don't need to be an advanced dancer. You don't need. We just want you to have fun.
That's basically it. Yes, I've seen, as I was mentioning to you, there is, those Friday nights, we were talking about ballroom dancing. And ballroom dancing to me is always, you've got this technique and you got to perfect mm-hmm. it because everybody's going to see it on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. And I'm just talking from personal experience. So when I saw that and I go, ooh, that's not my bag. I don't, want to hold my head mm-hmm. at a tilt at a certain angle, and all of this. I just want to be loose and do whatever. And when I start to take, obviously, being a DJ for many, many, many years, and I won't say how many, because I was almost born with turntables when I first got out of my mother's womb. But when you look at it, it's, like I said, it's really, it's really just about cutting loose and letting loose. And, yes, obviously there's classes to teach you, the crossbody leads mm-hmm. and the New York.
No, I do think technique is important for Sabeta. But even like the music, it's just so cheerful.
It's so much, yes.
So,
just listening to CITR is cheerful. You see that?
I think salsa dancing is a lot just about enjoying the moment and just letting yourself go. Especially as a follow, I feel like as a follow, especially like you don't really, you can just know the basics, and if you get a good lead, you can go with it. You don't really need to know any fancy stuff. You really. I cannot speak for the lead side.
I will speak for the leads. Guys, that means you. You have to know how to dance. You have to know how to turn. Because look, gentlemen, this is the only place where men have the control. Because let's be realistic, right? It's a man. Yeah, I've seen some two women dance. But for the most part, gentlemen, you're supposed to know where to go and how to turn a woman and how to make sure she turns where you want her to. The women will follow.
Yeah,
right?
That's...
and that's basically, you know, the way it goes. So tell me, what are the future plans for LDC?
Well, in terms of events, we just had a social yesterday. They went really well, and I'm really happy with how
Good.
It turned out.
Excellent.
And after, we are going to be having a Kizomba workshop in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's
nice.
Going to be free for members. I cannot remember the price for non-members, but it's on our Facebook
It's on your website?
Page. Yeah,
okay.
Website, our Facebook
Excellent.
Site too. And after that, we're having another social for the Salsa Showcase. We're going all together.
Mm-hmm.
We're going for dinner, and then we still have to decide on the details, but it's going to be happening for the Salsa Showcase, which is in November.
I have it on our website.
And then we are having another workshop that's still undecided on what's going to
mm-hmm,
be the...
Mm-hmm.
There's another work besides Kizomba, but there's going to be another workshop that might be reggaeton. We were thinking about a reggaeton workshop. We're still considering
nice.
Other options, though. But that will happen. And then we have our end of the term party. And for next term or for what rest of the year, we are... hoping that we can host, get in touch with the Pit Pop at UBC and
mm-hmm.
Hopefully for the second term or like in the future, like according to how things go, make salsa nights at the pit from like maybe a month. I'm just talking about like plans
mm-hmm.
that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that would be really fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. I did. Do one, I believe it was last year or 2 years ago at the Pit Pub, because
mm-hmm.
obviously working for the radio station, I can also have access to that, and I did, and actually the Pit Pub was at the, you know, at
the old top,
the yeah, so uh-huh. It was just literally amazing. So I just visited this new Pit Pub here, and I went in and I was actually very impressed by it's new. So yes. That's excellent. And I'm sure that you would get it, you know, a lot of your students since they
know
we're here.
We're looking forward to that. Hopefully it will work out. And yeah.
Good stuff. So that was for LDC. Now I'm going to ask one question. So what's in the future for the Ana Perez?
Well, I'm graduating still in 2 more semesters. I don't know if I'll stay in Canada after that because I don't have a PR. But
we may lose another one here. We may lose another one.
But yeah, I think I would like to. And I'm really not sure what's gonna happen after graduate. I want to go to graduate school at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I will do it just after graduate because I want to get some work experience.
Right.
But so hopefully I'll stay around Vancouver a bit longer, dancing a bit longer around here.
Sure, and that's the whole thing. So if you do return to Peru, is there things that are waiting for you there, or
my parents are there,
yes.
My friends are there.
That's always good. Free room and board.
But yeah, no. I like Vancouver very much. So hopefully I do love going back home too. I do miss home, but
How can you not love winter winter months? Yes. How can you love not love summer months, 12 months a year? But you're right. I mean, this is a great, you know, great province. There's a lot of people that do move here. Who knows? I mean,
yeah, no, I don't know if in Vancouver either, like if I want to stay permanently in Vancouver, but mm-hmm. at least as for after I graduate, like I would like, I think, to stay a bit longer here.
Right. Yeah. There's stuff to do, and there's the rest of Canada to explore. I know a lot of people do explore the rest of Canada. You know, there's some that go to Toronto. There's some that go to my famous city, my popular city, Montreal. And there's a large Latino community in Montreal, very, very large. Obviously, there's more people, so yes. So I'm sure you would find a lot to do there. Toronto also as well. And, you know, the rest of the provinces, you know, visit the rest of Canada. Because if you don't, then, you know, you don't know what's going on in the other parts of the world. That was great. So we're going to go and play a little more music. And after that, we're going to come wrap it up and then say hasta la vista for 2 weeks' time. So let's go back, play more great music, and then we'll come back.
Mis sentimientos.